Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got some good stuff lined up for you today. First up, it's just going to be you and me. I've got something I wanted to say to you, just you and me. I've got, as you know, usually once a week, I take a segment of the show and just talk straight to you about some things that are on my mind, and it's December cleaning time. That's right. It's we're coming up on the year end, and every year about this time I encourage you to look around your operation, to look at all the elements of your operation, and I suggest you know a half dozen areas for your general areas for you to look at, to make sure that whatever you've accumulated this year, that might be unproductive, that might be baggage, that you do your best to not take it into the next year, that you try not to saddle the new year, the fresh new year, in this case of 2011, with the baggage from 2010. And if you'll do that every year, you'll have a better year the next year. And sometimes these things can't be cleaned all at once. Sometimes it might take 2 or 3 years for some of these things to get cleaned out, because most of these things are financial things or organizational things. And so first I'm going to ask you to, and this is, I call it December cleaning after what your grandmother used to do. She used to call it spring cleaning. Remember that? Some of you may remember that. And after the house has been buttoned up all winter, open the windows in the spring and let things air out, and put the feather beds out on the line, right? All that stuff. Anyway, we're doing December cleaning because it's the time to do it, because it's getting rid of stuff from the current year so that you don't carry the baggage into the new year. So first thing is eliminate the stuff. I'm a pack rat, I admit it. So this is not easy for me, but you've accumulated stuff, I should say. You've accumulated stuff, and you don't need anymore. It's not you're not using it. It's broken. It's just it's last year's model. It's an obsolete whatever. Get rid of it. Throw it away. I'm just talking to myself here. This is not easy to do, folks. But either throw it away. If it has any value, sell it or give it away. There are people who will take it off your hands. Put it out on the curb. I promise you, it won't last long. That's the way things work these days. So whatever, all the stuff that you got that's in your way, if you're not using it, get rid of it. All right. Then the next thing is the graveyard. You have a graveyard. Don't say you don't have a graveyard. I know you do. You've got a computer, an old computer, an old monitor that's not working. You got a printer. You got a router. You got something back there, little cables, whatever. Well, guess what, folks? Those things are in your way if you're not using them. Some people can use those. There are people who you can give those to. Schools. Some people will take these things and refurbish them and then give them to schools. There are places, there are certain markets where people will buy those things from you. There is value in some of those things. There are metals and different things that people can use. So get rid of those things and give them a proper burial and get them out the back door. How about your organization? You know, folks, it's never a good time to make an employee change. But the only thing worse than making a change in December during the holidays is when you let that person stay too long at the party. They're unproductive, they're not doing their job, they need to move on and find an opportunity somewhere else. The only thing worse than doing that is to let them continue to hold you back in the new year. You owe it to the people who are being productive in your organization. You owe it to them to not make them work with people who aren't being productive. You're not obligated to raise someone. You're obligated to give them an opportunity to prove their worth and to earn the money that you pay them. And that's the tough love part of being a business owner. And that's what you got to do. So if you got If you got somebody who's not pulling their weight, they can't seem to be reformed, they can't seem to be redeemed, you've done everything you can do to redeem them, to get them back on track, to give, you know, if you've done everything you know you can do, then it's probably time to let them go find an opportunity somewhere else. And then try to find somebody you should be able to replace them, who will do the job, who's looking for an opportunity, who's hungry. All right, here's another one. Fine-tune your customers. Somewhere during the year, you've accumulated a customer or two or more who are not allowing you to be profitable. They're you know, maybe hopefully they're paying you, but the service they require from you, the labor that's put in, the energy that's put into keeping them happy, is more than the business that they're giving you is worth. That's a hard decision. I know right now when we're all trying to recover from the Great Recession, it's hard to imagine firing a customer. But at this point in time, you've got to start thinking, okay, you got to really evaluate what kind of opportunity this customer is bringing you. You know, is there, and it's not, are they, if they're doing business with you, are they paying you on time? And even if they are paying you on time, if they're not allowing you to make a profit, and that includes all the things you have to do for them, if they're a high maintenance customer, and they're not, you know, you gotta do the balance sheet thing and see if they're, you know, what their liabilities and their assets are, and you might have to say, you know what, folks, either the best way to fire a customer or straighten them out, raise their prices, and not care whether they like it or not. You might have to start doing that to some folks because you can't let the good customers be harmed by the bad customers. Inventory, you got to become an inventory Nazi. What does that mean? That means that you've got to make sure that you got your inventory aligned with what's selling. So make sure that you stock the A's. A lot of the A's, you stock some of the B's, maybe one of the C's, but don't let a D spend the night under your roof. You got A, B, C, and D, that category. The A's are the ones that sell the most. The D's are the ones that almost never sell. Make sure you don't get your inventory out of whack. Get it in line. And if you've got obsolete inventory, if you got broken inventory, if you got anything that you aren't selling very much of, get rid of it. Turn it into cash right now. Do it this year, before the end of the year. And the other thing is your accounts receivable. You might have to start writing off some folks. If they haven't paid you, if you don't think they're going to pay you, don't carry that AR into the new year. Write it off. Just get rid of it. I know it'll hurt your profitability. It'll hurt your balance sheet. But you know what? You weren't going to collect it anyway, probably. And so you're just fooling yourself by leaving it on your books. Get it off your books. It'll make your banker happier, by, believe it or not, because it'll show discipline. And guess what? If they actually pay you next year, you can put it back on the books. Do the December cleaning, folks. You got to do it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Does everybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.